Hey, we're closing soon, just so you know. Yeah, we close at 7:30 on Fridays. We'll open at 8 a.m. tomorrow, though. And yes, I'll be here to make your Americano as usual. Hey, before you go, I was just wondering. You come by here almost every morning. I assume you're on the way to work or something, but this is the first time I've seen you here at night. What? No, I'm not creeping. I just recognize the regulars, that's all. I'm just curious. Besides, morning customers rarely ever stop by at night. Oh? You're leaving town soon? For what? A vacation? You're moving? Where? Wow. That's quite a distance. All the way across the country. Oh, so you wanted to visit your favorite coffee shop one last time before you leave for good tomorrow? Oh, well, that sucks. I just don't know why. It just does. I mean, I'll miss you, I guess. Mind if I sit with you? Thanks. But yeah, I really will miss you. I do have a soft spot in my heart for my regulars, especially you. So it does suck that I have to see you go. Yes, I said especially you. Why you? Well, I guess it's because I've noticed you come here almost every morning, and you always order the same large Americano with that mysterious suave look on your face. It's kind of hot, I'm not gonna lie. What do you mean? Why is it hot? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I love a man of mystery. I've seen you almost every day I've worked here, and the only words I hear you say are, "One large Americano, please," and "thanks." I'm not sure why, but every time you leave the store, I wonder, what's going on in his head? I just think it's my personality. And also, if I'm being totally honest, you're one of the only regulars who doesn't hit on me. Actually, you're one of the only customers who has never hit on me. And I can't help but wonder, is that just a courtesy thing? I mean, I do appreciate the politeness, but I guess for me, it just sucks to think that one of my few hot customers doesn't find me hot in return. Oh. You do think I'm hot? Thank goodness. I was starting to feel self-conscious. I don't know why, but one thing I can tell you is this. The fact that you never hit on me just turned me on more. An attractive guy who doesn't flirt with a cute barista? Challenge accepted. Yeah, it's kind of sad that we never really got to know each other before you had to leave. I mean, there is a way we can. If you want to make up for lost time. You know what I mean. You just said you think I'm attractive, and I made it pretty clear that I think you're attractive too. Just think of it as my parting gift to you for being such a loyal customer. Nah, we don't have to go back to your place. We can do it right here. Like I said, the shop is closed. I've already locked up, and no more customers are coming until tomorrow morning. Which means we have the whole place to ourselves. For starters, we can do this. You have no idea how long I wanted to do that. Okay, we should probably get away from the windows. If anyone sees us, I'm fired. Here, follow me. Welcome to the kitchen. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Here. Fuck, take off your shirt. Holy shit. Well, fuck me. I don't know what to say. You're even hotter than I thought you were. Here, take my apron off. And my shirt, too. Do you like my tits? Do you want to feel them? I take that as a yes. Fuck. I love it when you feel my breasts. What are you doing? That's just a bottle of chocolate syrup. Oh, Jesus. Oh my God. You should have warned me. Now my tits are covered in syrup. What on earth could we do about that? Well, you made the mess. So you have to clean it up. Shit. Yeah. Lick them. Suck them. Clean them with your tongue. I know you've always wondered what I look like under my uniform, don't you? Oh, fuck. And your body is amazing, too. I just want to kiss you all over. Your lips. To your chest. To your stomach. Until I'm down here on my knees for you. Why don't I help you with your belt? And your pants. So I can pull out that cock of yours and kiss it too. And so I can taste it. And suck it. You never thought this would happen, did you? Well, now it's happening. You taste so good. But you know what would make you taste even better? Open that metal box to your left. That's a refrigerator. Hand me the silver bottle. This is whipped cream. Oh! And then it looks like I've gotten all over you. It would be a shame to have it all go to waste. I'd better lick it all up. I can't miss a single bit. I don't want to. Oh no. I got it all over your cock. Gotta make sure it's nice and clean. From the head. All the way to the base. But I also can't forget your balls. They got a bit messy too. Mm. Gotta lick every bit of cream off your cock. Mm. I'm not gonna let you come just yet. I got so wet just from you. Just from sucking all that whipped cream off you. Why don't you feel it? Mm. Oh, you feel that? All that wetness is from you and you alone. Look. You can slide your fingers right in. Oh, dear. Now your finger's all wet. Don't worry, I'll get that too. Oh, fuck, my pussy tastes amazing. I can't wait for you to fuck me. Okay, here. There's no good place for us to lie down, so I'll just bend over this counter and you take off my panties. Hurry up and fuck me already. Holy shit. Bob, you're huge. Oh shit. Fuck me. Fuck me like the good little barista I am. Oh, fuck. Grab my hips harder. Fuck me harder. As hard as you fucking can. This is probably the last time we'll see each other. So fuck me like you fucking mean it. It just came so fucking hard. I just hope we didn't use too much whipped cream. My manager's just so fucking stingy with all those toppings. Oh yeah, you're right. It was all put to good use. Damn. Holy fuck, that was amazing. I should have hit it on you sooner. But it was nice to have you as a regular, even if we didn't talk much until today. Just happy we made up for lost time. By the way, I did say we don't open up until 8 a.m. tomorrow. And that does mean we have the whole night to continue making up for lost time. What do you say? Okay, Tiger. Now, where did you put that whipped cream?